Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard. Add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The latest crop weather update at the front end of this week suggested that 43% of the Oklahoma canola acreage has been planted for the 2015 growing season. We're really halfway through the canola planting window as of today. And according to Dr. Ron Scholler, executive director with the Great Plains Canola Association, at that halfway point, we're still hoping for a little more moisture.
We are, but we didn't get the rain out of Odile that we were counting on, that we were felt like we were promised. We know better than to start spending checks before they're signed. But that was a pretty big disappointment because that has slowed things down some. We're out here in Caddo County today, and we saw a lot of wheat planted and coming up on our way down here today. Canola's still a little bit behind that, but we've still got 2.5 weeks left in the planting window. Some guys would not have planted already anyway. They are hoping for some rain here in the next few days, and we'll get the rest of this in. Some have dusted it in. They don't like doing that, but sometimes that's what you have to do. Some will talk about planting down to moisture. Well, when the moisture's down as far as it is right now, that's kind of a dangerous proposition, too.
That planting window that we've made reference to, really established by the Risk Management Agency of USDA, setting the eligibility for crop insurance to a 30-day window of planting, September 10 through the 10th of October. And speaking of crop insurance, sign-up period for winter wheat for the 2015 crop year is next Tuesday, September 30th. Be sure to be working with your crop insurance agent to put the final decisions in place, including whether or not you're going to be adding SCO, supplemental coverage option, to your crop insurance plan for 2015. The Global Alliance for Climate Smart Agriculture held their first meeting in New York City yesterday. Among those attending and speaking, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
Our alliance will help us to develop and disseminate climate smart policies and practices that set us up for global success in the fight to increase productivity, to improve resilience, and to reduce emissions in the face of climate change.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who says that farmers and ranchers are not the problem, but rather can help craft a climate solution. Organizers of the alliance say that this is all about farmers, ranchers finding ways to sustain and increase ag production in the face of a changing climate globally. From the calendar, Tulsa State Fair getting underway. On our calendar, we have details of all the things going on in their livestock barns over the next 10 days. You've got farm news on Ron. Two sales this week from Superior Video Livestock Auction. On Thursday, a select female sale will start at 1 p.m. 5,900 head of replacement females will be offered that day. Friday, September 26, 8 a.m., 24,000 head to be offered, including over 8,000 yearling cattle, over 8,100 head of weaned calves, and 3,600 calves on cows. All this will be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's a check of the latest agriculture news. Hope you're going to have a great rest of your day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.